Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hey, everybody, welcome in on a Friday, a hot Friday. We say hello to you from the capital city. Jimmy B and TC, you can always get in on the program at 264-1700. Again, that's 264-1700. On the show today, John Cannon will join us at about 12:25, most likely the final NBA game of the year coming up. We'll talk to John about the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. 1 o'clock, Seth Gruen, Bleacher Report, Major League Baseball and the Big Ten. And at 1:40, John Bowenkamp will be our guest on the Hawkeyes. How are you, pal? You all right?
Yeah, doing well. Doing
you staying
well.
Cool? You staying cool? You all right?
Yeah.
You okay
yeah.
in the heat?
No, it's no bother
no,
me.
No, I know me either.
No.
No, this is good. This is good stuff for me. I like it.
Yeah. I enjoy the heat.
Yeah.
I got no problem with it. So, Jimmy B.
Yeah, what now?
Your crappy NBA is going to be over tonight.
I know.
And then we won't have to talk about it again until next June? Is
pretty,
that right?
Pretty close. Well, we got the NBA draft.
Yeah. Monte Morris.
Yeah.
Maybe Peter Jackson.
Maybe. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, got that.
And then we can put it to bed for
after
11
that,
months?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, and
not that long, but...
Well, I mean, we could really put it to bed for, like, the next 3 or 4 years. It's awful. It is. It's bad, Jim.
It has been bad.
And
I'm not disagreeing with you on that.
There are plenty of people. There's a school of thought that greatness
yes.
helps. And TV ratings are up.
They're up.
That's all well and good.
Yeah.
I guess people do like that, but... Maybe I'm just wired differently.
I just think people want to see if Golden State can lose a game or if they're going to go, as Moses Malone once aptly said, full, full, full.
And there's another full.
There is another full for this one. Yeah.
Because back then.
It was only three.
It was
That's
three
it.
The first round.
Now they're four.
Now they're four for every round.
Yes.
As opposed to the first round that was five games back in the day. Regardless of that, though. I just, it bothers me. I don't think it's compelling. I don't think it's interesting. It's not fun. Every one of these games, I've been rooting for Cleveland to win.
Right, yeah. Because you want a series, yeah.
I want to see something. No, it's not even that. I just don't like this Golden State team. I don't like Kevin Durant.
Right.
I don't.
Yeah.
And this is a guy I've been a fan of for the last decade.
You're not alone.
The way that he left.
Yeah.
And I can't root. I understand they are poetry in motion.
Yep.
They're an unbelievable team. We've never seen a basketball team like this.
That's correct.
And the conversations, who'd win, the all-time great teams, all these different things.
Yeah.
That aside, this is a beautiful basketball team to watch. This is basketball in its purest form.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that Kevin Durant went there with what they already had, it just bothers me.
Yeah.
It bothers me. And though we joke back and forth because you're such a big NBA fan, people know I like basketball.
I know. Yeah, you do.
I like hoops, and I watch a lot of it come playoff time.
Yeah, you do.
But this has not been compelling.
Yeah.
This whole playoffs. And the future of the league does not look compelling to me. So when we get to next April, when we start to turn our attention back over to the NBA,
mm-hmm.
am I going to be excited to talk about it? No, I'm not. I'm not.
Not with what Golden State has.
And I think people, at least in this market, are thinking the same thing. We do not get to see the ratings because we're not one of the top markets that, you know, gets the local ratings.
Right.
You look in the Dallas-Fort Worth, they have a sports media writer.
Yes.
And they're able to get the TV ratings for them locally. Because I would love to see what they are for this NBA in comparison to, like I said, the numbers up, what it's like here. Because everybody I talk to, it's a snooze fest. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. That's the NBA in general. In this market, it's not as big as some other sports.
Sure.
We know that. But last year, people were excited about it.
They were excited about it. Yeah.
2 years ago, before Love and Kyrie were hurt, people were excited about it. This year, it's just hit with an absolute thud around here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because the NBA doesn't play in this market, because it can, and it has, and it will in the right circumstances. These aren't the circumstances, at least locally, that'll work out, though.
You know, it's. I agree from that standpoint. I understand why you've turned your dislike to Kevin Durant because of what he did. He went to a team that won 73 games last season and set a record.
Mm-hmm.
And was on the verge of winning back-to-back titles and then had Cleveland with that miraculous rally and win and take that away from them.
If Draymond isn't suspended
Okay, but okay, so that's but I get that from Golden State Warrior fans. Okay, so,
no,
so
I'm not a Golden State fan.
I know, but
if Draymond
wasn't
suspended,
but here's the thing. So they put an asterisk on it. So if they wipe out Cleveland tonight, you're going to put an asterisk on it again because Kevin, they added Kevin Durant to a team that won 73 games. If that's the way fans are going to look at it, then that's what you should do. You took the second best player on the planet and signed him to join your all-star cast.
Right. That what I'm saying is a suspension away from being back-to-back champions.
It is what it is.
Right.
Okay, so we know what happened. So, I mean, it's, you know, that's not our fault that Draymond's a knucklehead sometimes.
No, but what I'm saying is I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
that they were one suspension away from already winning back-to-back titles. And then you add one of the three best players in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
It's stupid.
It is. It's crazy.
It's dumb. In a sport like this. It's one thing in baseball. Baseball's different. Football's different.
Yeah.
But in basketball.
One guy can.
Oh.
Tremendous.
Look at Michael Jordan when he went to the Wizards.
Yeah.
Who were awful. Really, really, really bad.
Yeah.
And he took them and he led them to, what, 40, 42 wins that year?
Yeah.
And they're just short of getting into the playoffs.
Yep.
No, he was able to do terrible team.
And all he did was hit jump shots pretty much from the outside.
Late in his basketball
career. That's correct.
He was able to do that. Now you're putting Kevin Durant on a team at the height of his powers. It's a bad look. But we're going to talk more NBA
with
John.
We'll get into that with John.
And hopefully talk NBA for the last time for the next 3-4 years.
All right, now, here's what I want to get into. Have you been shooting hoops in the backyard at all?
No, I don't have a hoop in the backyard.
Well, we got to get one. Did you see at the Olympics, 3-on-3 basketball is now in. You, me, and then we get a 7-foot guy. We got a shot.
No.
Huh? You don't think so?
No.
The gunners that we are?
No.
And we get a 7-foot guy?
No. No.
No? You don't think it? No?
No.
Good what? God.
3-on-3 hoops, huh?
3-on-3 hoops. And here's the other nice thing about what they're going to do in the Olympics. In track and field and swimming, they're going to make it co-ed. In relays, they're going to have co-ed relays.
Hmm.
Now, for me, that's going to be interesting. No, nothing.
It doesn't. You're waiting for my. I was falling asleep. That's my reaction.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm not a track fan.
I'm just saying, we get our 3-on-3 team together.
That's not going to do well.
That's not going to.
No.
You don't think we'd stand a chance?
No, we wouldn't even get out of qualifying out of our own building. Clint, Tony,
they would probably beat us. You're probably right.
Who would be the number one draft pick in this building?
For basketball?
For our third. And we're adding our third out of here, out of the group here at Keyless.
I'd probably have to go Doug Bailey because he's about 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, I'd take Clint over him.
You would? Okay. Okay. Clint, is he about the same height?
He is.
Okay.
And he played at Kansas.
Oh.
Now, he's a walk-on at Kansas, but still.
Yeah, he's there. Yeah, he's there.
Doug, come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, I know. He was on
the Doug's gangly, no way.
Yeah, he just knows music.
Clint would post him up big
time. He would post him up.
He would dominate him. Clint's the number one
pick. Okay, we will take Clint. You, me, and Clint.
Danger, we can't take Danger because we need more height.
Yes, we do.
And Danger's about the same height as we are.
You got it.
Yeah, we can't go with the all under 5'9" team. we very much struggle. So we do.
Do they have that? Maybe the Olympics should add that. The all 5'9" and under team.
We could go 5'7" and under. We'd be in good shape.
Okay.
So you think this is going to be good? Because I don't.
I do.
Yeah.
I think it'll be interesting.
Do you know Ice Cube has a 3-on-3 league starting here?
He's the guy that instigated all of this. Was Ice Cube?
Okay.
Yeah. It's his 3-on-3 league. And then he took it to the Olympics, and that's how it all got started.
Because apparently, 3-on-3 basketball over in Asia is a huge thing. In fact, bigger than the 5-on-5 game.
Really?
That is what something that I heard read today about that. That over there, they get bigger crowds, more excitement for the 3-on-3.
All right, now let me ask you. When you played 2-on-2 or 3-on-3,
yep.
If you missed, did you have to take the ball back to the free throw line to restart the play, or did you guys jack it? Okay.
No, that's three point line. You got to take it back to the
three point line. Oh, okay, so you're going back 3-point line.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have a three-point line when you played.
Hell no, we barely had a free throw line.
You had the old inverted lane?
We didn't even have a lane.
God, you're old.
We were in the cage. with the chicken wire around us, man. So the ball wouldn't go away.
You're so old.
The thing, look, this is, I'm going to find it interesting, and the rules, they got to make him take it back. You just can't, if a guy misses, you just can't rebound it and put it in.
No.
They got to make him take it back. Yeah. And the other thing is it make it take it? That's what I want to see. Make it take it. Do you keep it if you score?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you play a lot of make it take it?
More one-on-one.
Okay, one-on-one you played make it take it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Because we played make it take it on everything.
Hmm.
Yeah. You go to the Y. Try to hold the court for as long as you can.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Pick a ball back in the day at the field house in Iowa City. That was my favorite.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. Run the court for 2, 3, 4 hours.
Yep.
No, it helped that had a couple of big guys.
Well, that always.
One of my buddies was a All-American down at Simpson, and he was in law school, so he'd be able to have a pretty good run to the court.
I bet he would.
At the time. So.
Is that crackhead?
No.
Because he says lawyer, he's probably a crackhead.
No.
Okay.
Speaking of crackhead.
Yeah, what's up with him?
My buddy crackhead over the weekend.
Yes.
Won the air guitar competition.
Oh, I remember you referenced
that
the other day. You said he was getting judged on air guitar.
Yeah,
okay.
Back-to-back championship for crackhead.
Now,
your boy.
Now that's quite an achievement. I got to run into him again. You only introduced me to him once.
Well, that's enough.
Okay.
That's enough. He's
probably sick of me from the very get-go.
He said that was enough.
Yeah. I can understand that.
You're in small doses.
I understand.
Maybe another decade will go by.
Yeah.
And like to shake
maybe he'll
again.
Meet. Yeah, he'll meet me again.
That'll be good.
I'm good with that.
So, is anything else going on locally? We got the Principal Charity Classic.
Right, we got that. By the way,
you going down this weekend?
I'll probably go for a little while. Yeah. Look, like we said at the beginning, the heat don't bother me,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not concerned about that. I think that I'll probably go for a little bit. I just saw that Mark Calcavecchia just made the turn -3, and he's wearing the bacon pants. Which is what he won in.
You love the
bacon
pants.
I thought that was... Look, I like guys that have a good time. I thought that was great.
Well, you can have a good time without bacon pants.
Well, but still, come on. How many guys are going to put those damn things on? You going to wear them?
Well, if they're going to pay me.
Well...
Give me something free, absolutely.
Give me something free. Free bacon for a year.
Yeah. Now you're talking my language.
So that's what's going on. Quickly, before we move on and we get to John Cannon at our first guest at about 12:25,
mm-hmm.
It didn't take long now after McDermott said no to Ohio State for the Buckeyes to go out and get their coach in Holtman at Butler.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that seems like a ideal fit with following in Brad Stevens and what he started at Butler, and then Holtman, and then he takes it and parlays it into a job. By the way,
yes.
How the hell do we go here to Mr. Cumulus? Yo, Mr. Cumulus, hope you're listening to this show, because you should be.
Stop messing with the equipment. How many times I got to tell you?
Mr. Cumulus, I want an 8-year contract at $3 million a year. That's what he got.
Right, he's good at his job.
Oh, trying to tell me something?
I'm just relaying.
All right, fair. Is it you're just relaying information?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So, 8 years at $3 million. I mean, have you heard? I mean, even Kirk Ferentz doesn't get 8 years.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, he got 10, didn't he, with that first one?
Well, both of them. Both were 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, swing and a miss there, Jimmy.
Oh, my God. It just dawned on me that happened.
Why does this surprise you? I'm confused.
I just thought that it'd probably be 4 or 5. I didn't expect 8.
There's no such thing as a 4-year contract anymore.
Wow.
And 5, especially for a high-level job, are becoming rarer and rarer.
Yeah.
It is at the point now where you're looking at 6, 7, 8-year contracts. That is the norm anymore. You know, the hope around here, though, Jimmy B., is that he's like a couple other Butler coaches. He's more in the lines of Barry Collier, who went to Nebraska, was awful.
Awful.
Or Todd Licklider, who went to Iowa
was even worse.
Ruined the program.
Yeah.
And took it to depths it had never seen before. That is the hope for Hawkeye.
I don't think Holtman is going to do that.
Why is that?
I just think that has a much better grasp on what he's got going on and what needs to be accomplished at a Big Ten program. Look, is Ohio State...
So you don't think Barry Collier and Todd Licklider...
No, I think they missed it. I think they swung and missed.
How?
Well, I wasn't here, so I didn't get a chance to see it.
But
if they failed
say...
so miserably, then they swung and missed.
Sure.
So whatever their plan was very ineffective, is what I'm saying.
You have great 2020
Thank you.
There,
thank you. Thank you. That's why I get the big bucks on this show.
Apparently.
Yeah. You need to talk to Mr. Cumulus. So what do you think? You think it's a good hire, bad hire? You think they're reaching?
It's not a great hire.
Really?
I don't think it's the slam dunk that many people are doing. And this is the problem when you get rid of somebody in June.
Well, I agree with you there.
There aren't a whole lot of coaches that are out there looking at it and saying, well, I'm ready to make a move right now.
Right.
It just, your market is a lot smaller and your pool is a lot smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why you saw very quickly it went from the pie in the sky theories that were out there from, you know, some of the big name college coaches and continuing on. And we heard Billy Donovan and things like that. Well, the reason that it didn't happen is it just doesn't make sense to do things at this point. I still wonder, with that Butler program and the success that we had, but it was not Holtman that built it. He took over, and we've seen the transition work plenty of times before with other guys.
Yes.
But then we've seen the negative side of it. And the two guys that I mentioned with Licklider and Collier,
right,
who really got things going more than anything, he was the one that kind of built it back up to what it is. Stevens took it to another level.
Mm-hmm.
But in between, there's been other guys that have been kind of ho-hum. So I don't think it's certainly a slam dunk. I would rate it firing Thad Matta.
Yeah.
To get him.
To get Holtman, okay.
D plus.
Okay. I was going to say C plus.
I don't think it's a great move. Thad Matta has proven that he can win at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
He showed it. He leaves as the all-time win percentage leader in the Big Ten for coaches that coach more than a decade, beating Bob Knight. I mean, you can go through the list here, a long list. He's got the best win percentage of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You name him in the Big Ten, he's got him beat.
He's got it, yep.
He's got him beat. Recruiting hasn't gone well the last couple of years. But to make a move at this point, as opposed to going through the season and then being in the market with everybody else when the moves are all happening, I don't think it was a good move. Will it prove to be a good hire? Well, it comes down to recruiting.
Right, yeah.
And at Ohio State, you got that Ohio market. Can you recruit well? You certainly can.
Right.
Some of the best things that Thad Matta had, his best teams, remember where he got Greg Oden, or remember where he got Mike Connolly. Those were not Columbus kids. Those were kids from Indiana that he was able to go down. Now you're fighting down there at Indiana with the new coaching staff as well. It's not going to be easy, and it's going to be a quite the rebuild there. Holtman had a little bit of a rebuild himself at Butler, kind of building them back up after Stevens left and they had the coach in between. Remember that oddness that was happening?
Yep.
So at least he has that part of the resume. I just have so much respect for Thad Matta and what he's done. It's a bad look to me.
Bad look to you.
To go down this road, to not give him the benefit of the doubt of another year. Look, they weren't going to be very good.
No, they weren't.
I understand that. But I think he had built up enough equity where he at least give him the opportunity to try to coach out of it. They didn't, and this is what they're left with.
Interesting. Well, we'll see how it all plays out for Ohio State. But that is the hire, and they will have a news conference to officially announce that. John Cannon is on the way at 1 o'clock. Seth Gruen, Major League Baseball, and we'll do some Big Ten with Seth. And then at 1:40, John Bowenkamp will be our guest. Jimmy B and TC, we're just getting started. It's the Big Talker. 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list. The B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on our ceiling, and voila. 15 minutes and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of six or less Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating locations for dine-in only. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
This is Rob Doheny with Next Generation Realty. Welcome to the best real estate market since 2008. Why pay those overpriced 5, 6, or 7% commissions? Next Generation Realty offers a flat fee as low as $39.90, and you get top exposure on Zillow, Trulia, plus all the services of a licensed real estate broker. The results speak loudly. We've saved our home sellers over $35 million. Call Next Generation Realty first. 224-9900. Save thousands.
To some investors, the stock market can be very confusing. Too many options and no clear indication of how to approach your first investment. Without the right information, many people end up accepting below average returns suggested by below average advisors. But there is a better way. The Motley Fool at Stocks.Fool.com, a financial service that sides with the individual investor and makes it easy to invest. For over two decades, hundreds of thousands of individuals have become super investors without paying a dime to a mediocre advisor. They've done it time and time again with stocks that go up by 1,000, 2,000, even 6,000%. Sign up now and see for yourself. Go to Stocks.Fool.com and get your free 7-day trial. Join now and get access to The Motley Fool's hottest monthly stock picks. Find out where and when to focus your investments and discover the oasis that so many other successful individuals are already enjoying. Sign up today at Stocks.Fool.com. That's Stocks.Fool.com.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi Gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
For 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet, equipment, non-return, and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 12117.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Jim Brenson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in. We roll till 3 o'clock today right here at the Big Talker 1700. Always fun when we get John Cannon on the show. He is the guy who sent Trent and I a text saying that next year the Golden State Warriors will be 77-5. And we're going to make him stand by that. He joins us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Good afternoon, John.
When have you ever known me to not stand by something?
Yeah, I know. I know. If you state it, you're going to argue that point to your dying days. I get it.
Even if I'm obviously wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I know you will. I know you will. The big questions that have been, and I'm not going to get into KD, LeBron. That's BS as far as I'm concerned. What our question is, and I think the ratings will be big again tonight. Last game was a highly entertaining game played at an extremely high level. And then in the last 3 minutes, the Cleveland Cavaliers didn't score at all while Golden State took off and ended up winning the game. There was a great stat that showed when LeBron was on the floor, Cleveland was a plus 12. When he was off the floor, they were a minus 5. That's the difference in the game right there. Does Golden State close out tonight?
Well, first of all, yes. Secondly, they were plus 7 when he was on the floor.
Plus 7, okay.
And then obviously they lost by 5. So they were minus 12 when he was out.
Yeah.
I texted that to Trent yesterday.
Yeah.
I was really surprised. It was brought up yesterday in LeBron's press availability. But I didn't hear anything about that after the game, Jimmy. I just heard people banging the Cavs for not giving him more rest. Like, how do you give a guy rest? I mean, he came out. He talked about it yesterday. He came out, and there was a 10-0 run right away.
Yeah.
You know, he has to play.
He's got to be on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, it's just obvious now that people are seeing these two teams on the floor at the same time that it's a total mismatch, that the only reason that it's a game at all is because of LeBron. And I would say to a lesser extent, Kyrie. Kyrie's a great scorer, and he did some things in that game that were that I've never seen before. And I've been watching Steph, who is also a great finisher, very underrated around the basket, and how he can get the ball up over taller players. But he's taller than Kyrie. I mean, it's harder for Kyrie to do.
Mm-hmm.
But on defense, he is a big minus. I mean, he doubled onto Pachulia in the post and left Clay open for a three. You know, I mean, people look at the offensive production and they don't, that's the problem. And that's maybe what the whole Warrior thing is about, is that they can educate people about what the game of basketball is really all about, which is two sides. And they don't have special teams, but they've got offensive defense, and they are equally important. If you have a guy that's going to get you a three and then give one up on the other end, that's not a plus. And that's really what Kyrie is. LeBron is the only legitimate plus player, really, on that whole team. And the fact that he's brought them through and had a 12-1 playoff run, although they had some injury help too, but it tells you how great he is. I mean, people that don't understand how great he is, 12 points in 2.5 minutes he sat out. And they were down 12.
Mm-hmm.
But that tells you really all you need to know about the series. So the Warriors are much better at everybody. You could say KD and LeBron at this point in their respective careers and at this point in their seasons with how much wear and tear is on LeBron. Let's be charitable and call that a draw. But now you go every other place and the Warriors are just better. And they're better coached. They're much better coached. You know, I told you guys when Black got fired that I thought they had to do it. And I still think they had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not convinced that Lou is the guy. And I think that's the problem Cleveland has is LeBron has too much influence. And he wants a backup. He wants Tristan Thompson to get a big contract, who, by the way, is represented by the same agent that LeBron is. He gets Tristan Thompson that contract. Well, Tristan Thompson has abandoned him in this series.
You're right.
So it's a complete mismatch, and everywhere else on the floor, it's not even close. And at the, you know, the fact that when you have the ball and 40 seconds to go and you're down, you have got to get a shot up in the next 10 seconds. You have to give yourself an opportunity, if you miss it, to get another possession. Kyrie dribbled out the clock before he took that shot. It was, by the way, ill-advised because he'd been scoring on drives to the basket all night. He decides now he's going to do a step back three when he's exhausted, play 45 minutes. That's exactly what the Warriors were hoping to do. And by the way, he dribbled down far enough where they had to foul Steph after that. Oh, and by the way, then Steph goes and falls Draymond. They don't foul Draymond. They just, they're just not that well coached. And I know that the Warriors are happy and they're gonna. I feel very confident they'll have a 16-0 out of this. But I know that they are still going to get on the bus to the airport going, I can't believe we lost to these guys last year, even without KD and without Draymond and without Bogut. I can't believe we lost to these guys last year.
You know, John, you mentioned LeBron and all the hats that he wears, and he'll take off the sneakers after tonight or maybe after Game 5,
right,
if we get that. And he'll put the GM hat on, and he's got to figure out a way to retool the roster. There's a lot of speculation that Kevin Love would be the guy to go. If you're looking for just the short term, not thinking long term, thinking short term, what LeBron, what he could try to do to put something to at least put up some semblance of a fight against this Golden State team, what would be some tips that you'd give LeBron?
Get much more athletic and get much more two-way players. Mm-hmm. And so then you're right. LeBron, Kevin Love doesn't fit in that. Now, what can you get for Kevin Love at this point? You know, when he really, a few years ago, when, you know, they got Wiggins, right? Minnesota got Wiggins in that mm-hmm. trade. And that looks like a huge mistake right now for Cleveland because Wiggins would look pretty good on that team. And maybe he wouldn't be great yet, but he has the possible skill set to be a two-way wing player that is the way the NBA is going. And it really was the way the NBA was going even then. But now it really is. So Kevin Love, a guy that cannot guard an athletic wing, you can't use him. And so that what they need to do is get more athletic. They need to, you know, Darren Williams. I mean, these guys, if they go out and pick up another kind of Korver three-point shooter, stationary three-point shooter who can't guard anybody, you know, you can't outscore the Warriors. You have to stop them from scoring sometimes. So that's what I would say is focus on defense, get some good defenders, go all out to try to get Chris Paul. I mean, but I don't know if LeBron wants Chris Paul. There's another guy that kind of needs the ball,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
So,
yep.
But Chris Paul plays good defense, and he's a veteran guy. He would certainly have gotten that shot up in time to get another shot the other night. And so to talk about Paul George, he would give the Warriors trouble. I mean, he's a guy but another guy that wants the ball and wants it late, by the way.
Yeah.
He wants the ball late, which is a problem. So it ain't easy being LeBron James. And when you bring the totality of that whole package in and how he has kind of engineered, certainly in Cleveland, so I think to a lesser extent in Miami, because Pat Riley was not going to be, you know, muscled by this guy. But he certainly was a factor in decisions made down there. I think he's more of a factor in Cleveland. But I don't think that should take away from how spectacular a player he is.
No, he's unbelievable, and he's been putting on an incredible show in these finals. There's no question about that. And always, I always shake my head at dopey fans who say, I never watched the NBA. They never pass the ball. I don't know what game they're watching, because if they're not watching these two teams play, they're missing exactly how basketball is supposed to be played, and in particular how the Warriors move the ball so effectively and efficiently.
They started counting hockey assists in the NBA a couple of years ago, and I think they did it because of the Warriors. And Draymond Green always has a pile of them because he throws a pass that leads to a pass that leads to a basket.
Uh-huh.
And he needs to get some credit for that, because he's a great passer. And he's getting a lot of comments. You know, Van Gundy and Mark Jackson have been very very good about noticing his passing and the way they run the offense through him. But I agree, those two teams and really in San Antonio, and I think the smart teams, I think Boston will play like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that these teams with really engaged coaches who are paying attention will see, as I've mentioned to you guys so much, it must make you sick, that was the single biggest first thing Steve Kerr did was he took them from the lowest passing team in the league to the highest passing team. He got rid of the ISO game completely. And that's really what's been so great for Durant. Because, and that's, you know, I just heard today, that's really what Jerry West told him. He didn't tell him about championships. He said, if you come to this team, you will know that if you pass the ball to somebody, you've got a chance to get it back. And you won't have someone just throwing you the ball with 3 seconds left on the shot clock saying, here, do something. Although that did happen one time in the game, in game three. I watched it. Steph just kind of threw it over to Durant with, you know, 4 seconds on the shot clock. I thought, boy, that must seem really familiar to Durant. Because that used to happen all the time in Oklahoma City. So that's really why he's blossomed, I think, is because he, and that's why he wanted to play with these guys. Yes. Did you notice that the five guys who played really the whole fourth quarter, they played the second half of the fourth quarter because both Durant and Curry rested the first few minutes of the fourth quarter, which is gutsy move by Steve Kerr. But the guys who finished that game out were the Hampton Five. They were the four guys that went to the Hamptons to help convince Kevin Durant to come to the Warriors. And that's exactly what they were talking about, is you come with us, and we will play a brand of basketball that nobody else can play, and it'll be a gas. And he said, okay.
He said, okay, I'll take the easy way out, and I'll do just that. John, you mentioned Steve Kerr and some of the things he did when he took over for Mark Jackson. Is this going to be the end of the road, though? Great seeing him back out there coaching again, but is this it? What are you hearing about that and the possibility that with that back surgery, he might just say, the heck with it, I need to hang it up?
I don't think there's a fiber in his being that's even thinking that way.
Wow.
He is, as you know, he seems really cool, but I know a guy who went to school with him in Arizona, known him all this time. And he said, yeah, watch him miss a putt on the golf course, miss a 4-foot putt, and see how cool he is. He is extremely competitive. And he does not want to let this thing take this joy away. He didn't know it, I don't think, but he's worked his whole life to be able to do exactly what he's doing. He was, all the time he was working for TNT, he was taking notes, he was writing down out-of-bounds plays that he would see. He was really paying attention to where when he got an opportunity, he would really, you know, embrace it and run with it. He had no idea the kind of opportunity he'd get, but in no way does he, I would say, it would take an incredibly awful thing to take that away from him. He's got a whole off season to try to get it figured out, and he'll, you know, and he's got really unlimited resources to try to do it. So I think they'll do it.
John Cannon's our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Okay, with what we have seen in the first three games, if Cleveland wins tonight, John, how can they? Look, we saw in the last 3 minutes they took 8 shots, didn't score a basket in game three. In game four tonight, I mean, they can't do that again. But in your estimation, if they were to win this game, what do they have to do? Just saying get a stop is pretty simplistic. What do they have to do?
Well, I guess you could say the Warriors have to have a really bad shooting night.
Okay.
Because Cleveland's not going to put the kind of pressure on them defensively that would cause that, but anyone can have a bad shooting night. JR needs to score, 25? You know, I mean, he hit a few threes in that game, and it really made a difference. But then he stopped hitting them. And the problem is the Warriors really contest threes. Korver didn't, that wasn't an open three that Korver missed in the corner. It was Curry was flying at him. He wasn't, you know, he did drop off of him. He was open for a second, but, you know, there's a guy there. They just don't give up a lot of open shots. And Kyrie's got to, he's got to guard somebody. I mean, you see them on in transition running back. That's the other thing. They've got to get back. They're not running back after the Warriors were getting fast breaks off made baskets by Cleveland. I mean, that's the other thing, Jimmy. They have resisted this, but they have to slow that game down.
They have to, yes.
They have to limit the number of possessions, and that does two things. Number one is it takes the Warriors out of their rhythm, but it also gives LeBron a chance to catch his breath. You're asking LeBron to play 46 minutes in an up-tempo basketball game and then be the guy at the end that you need him to be. And by the way, talk about fans. Oh, why wasn't LeBron up on Kevin Durant for that three-pointer? Why was he so far back? Well, Steph Curry was coming over to set a screen.
Yes.
And so LeBron's thinking, okay, and Kyrie is guarding Steph. So if that pick and roll happens, now you got Kyrie guarding Durant. How's that going to turn out? So LeBron backs up a step just to not be committed and not to get himself screened to where Durant could go around him easily.
Right.
and there's your basket. But people are just, they just don't look deeply enough at the game.
See the
they
game.
Think it's so simple.
Yes, they don't see the game. I mean, all they see is just the guy making the shot. That's the thing.
Right.
Yeah. You have to understand the game.
There's a ton of stuff going on out there. Right. When you watch the game for a living, and even a lot of media, don't take the time. You've got to sit with a coach and watch film to really understand, because they see things that we would never see. And that's one of them. What else is happening? What's happening away from the ball? What's one of the great things about the internet right now, Jim, is that, you know, when I was a kid, there was a game on the weekend, and there was and the Warriors would have like 20 games on TV for the season. And so if you were really going to learn about basketball, it was really, you weren't going to learn it at home, you know, on TV. Mm-hmm. But now you can learn so much about basketball on the internet. Some of these websites that break down video, they show who's guarding who, and okay, this guy sags for an instant, and that's where this play breaks down. I mean, if you really want to work in basketball, and that's why people are getting jobs now in their 20s and 30s. Because from the time they were 12, I guarantee you, if I was 12 and I had that available to me,
yeah,
I would have done very little else.
I got you, John.
And the only reason I ever went out of the house is that I didn't have that available to me.
All right, give me your pick on the game tonight.
I really think they win by 30 tonight. What that's based on, that's actually based on something.
Okay.
It's based on a game fours in each of the series that they've had. They have gone out to like a 40-20 lead in the first quarter of all of these games. The other team knows they're not going to win. They're playing at home, and they're trying to put on a good show, but it quickly becomes so apparent that they're not going to win. And then sooner or later, they let go of the rope. Now, with LeBron, you know, it may be different. It may not be the first half. It may not be the first quarter. It may not even be the first half. But the Warriors do not want to lose this game. They have been very good about not saying anything until now, but this 16-0 means something to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of redemption after last year, even though, hey, it's new, KD's here, you know, we get it, it's not the same team, but to go championship in 15, best record in basketball, that record-setting win total in 16, and losing through weird circumstances in the seventh game of the championship to 16-0 in 17. That's a path they want, and I think they're going to come out very aggressively. They're not going to be like most teams, go out in a 3-0 situation where, hey, if we lose, we go home for the next game. It's not that big. We got to fly home anyway. What's the difference?
Right. Yeah.
It's not going to be like that.
Right. Right.
In my opinion.
All right. So you're thinking blowout.
Yeah, I am. I'm thinking blowout, and I'm thinking that it's going to be kind of a coronation.
I'll take the 30. I'll take the 30 for lunch, all right?
There you go.
It's a bet.
Yeah, okay. If you and I have never had lunch, it'd be worth it to me, even if it doesn't happen. I'll take the bet.
There you go. He's going to take the bet. There you go.
Final sure. Just in.
Warriors
128, Cavaliers 86. Hope you like Taco John's.
It happened.
That's what Jimmy B paid me last time we had a lunch bet. Don't worry, I'll pay better than Brinson if I lose this one. All right, John?
All right. You know, the company would be so fantastic that it wouldn't matter.
He won't let that go. He won a lunch bet, and I went to Taco John's, and I bought him a taco and brought it.
A taco. Not even potato or lays in a drink with it. A taco.
I'd say that's about a third of lunch.
Exactly.
That is not lunch.
We're not all 110-pound little wimps over there like Brinson.
That's true. That is lunch at the Jockey Club where Jimmy.
Yes.
Hey, I got news for you, man. I got a mount in the Belmont.
Do you?
Who are you riding?
Well, whatever her name is.
Oh, Jesus. With that, John, we need to go to break before Brinson gets us in deeper trouble.
Okay, good call. Thanks for thanks for doing all this, and I really enjoyed watching these finals with you, sort of.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
It has been,
Thank
John.
You, Big John. See you, buddy. There you
all
go.
Right. Talk to you later.
That's John Cannon, Draft House 50 Hotline. We got to get to a
Brinson,
break fast.
You're killing me here.
1700, that's us.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman, something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right, but don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cool time machine, because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into you.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
We don't just carry our boxes to their destination. We carry your business. We carry your growth, your love of your products, and your service. When you hand your product over to us, we know how important it is to you, so we make it just as important to us. It's as if your entire store is right there in our hands. That's why at the United States Postal Service, we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone else in the country. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Oh, I'd be a nervous wreck if my daughter just got her license.
You know, Liberty Mutual actually helped me relax a little bit.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, with roadside assistance, Liberty Mutual is there to make sure she won't get stranded. Don't know what I'd do without it.
Sounds better than the alternative.
Which is?
Keeping her home until she's 30.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
The next generation of power is at the Home Depot, and it's found in Ryobi One Plus tools. Right now, during Ryobi Days, buy a Ryobi One Plus lithium-ion compact drill driver kit and get another select Ryobi One Plus tool free, a $79 value. The same battery runs both tools, plus over 70 other One Plus tools. So drill it, drive it, cut it, and save during Ryobi Days, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid 5/18 through 6/22.
1700 KBGG kicks off your morning with On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I would want all of the police force to have everything that they would need at their fingertips.
Just because they say that they need it, that's enough. We need it, so please get it to us.
And they give you the hometown scoop with Monk and Kelly.
I didn't know you had a clothing line.
Yeah. Is it really made of bacon?
It's got the official bacon stamp of approval.
Smell it. They are not scratch it sniff.
News from around the globe with Westwood One. On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the Big Talker. 1700 KBGG.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, we are back. fun having John on the show. I'm sorry, that's probably going to come to an end, although we might bring him back when we do some NBA draft stuff.
We're not doing any NBA draft stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna go player for player.
No.
Not really?
By the time we get there,
yeah,
we will be getting so close to football that is what we're going to be talking about.
Wait a minute,
about.
I'm just starting to watch baseball then.
And
then you're off of baseball.
I know, your timing is so weird. Where this is the time.
Because I like playoffs. That's what I like.
Sure.
I like it when games count.
They all count. You don't get bonus points for games in August as opposed to games in April.
I'm well aware of that.
They
but right now, I'm watching hockey and basketball. Once the hockey and basketball is over, then I'll matriculate to baseball
well,
for
you
a
told
while.
Me, you told me a couple weeks ago, though, it yeah. wouldn't be till August. Now you're finally
well,
coming around and realizing...
It's because these series are going to be over.
Yes. Well, I tried to explain that to you, and you weren't listening to
Much
me.
Much faster than I thought.
You weren't listening to me. I was trying to explain.
I was hoping we'd get another week or two.
Not looking good for
no,
you.
No, it is not.
Not looking good at all.
No.
Well, Jimmy B, with that, we go through...
Yeah.
Coming up later in the show,
mm-hmm.
going to do something I've did this way back. And
good.
I know there are only a couple. But a few people that knew my show back in the day when I started Sports
was,
Talk.
Was that when you were Trent Trojan?
No.
Okay.
That was just an idea I had in college.
Oh, okay.
That was different.
Got it.
No,
okay.
This is when I was hosting a show up in Cedar Falls.
Okay.
And I like to do this segment, Friday Fun. And to be honest, it's like most radio bits, it was just a ripoff.
Sure.
Guys over in Chicago on 670 did it. I just stole it from them.
Okay, fine.
Because, you know, in radio.
That's all we do.
That's all it is.
We just recycle.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So I'm just, it's a blatant
like,
ripoff.
Kind of like the clothing industry. The clothes that I wore 3 or 4 years ago are back in.
3 or 4 years ago?
Sure.
No, it doesn't go that quickly, Jim.
Oh.
3 or 4 years. I've seen some of the clothes you wear. You got some old stuff. You don't like throwing things away, do you?
No, I keep stuff.
Yeah.
Because it always recycles.
Well, I got a couple of things I could tell you.
I still got some platform shoes. I'm waiting for those to come back.
See, I think those would be better than some of the things I've seen you actually wear. There's some head scratchers from time to time. But we're going to do today with Friday Fun.
Okay.
We're going to do some over-unders.
Okay.
We got a couple of over-unders that I want to hit. One on the NBA.
Okay.
Couple on the local level.
Mm-hmm.
What else I got in here? I got a baseball one for you. So we're going to get into some over-unders. Have some fun with that. If you got any ideas, over-unders you want Jim or myself to talk about, you can hit us up here at 264-1700 or just get a hold of us on Twitter at Jimmy B Radio and at Trent Condon is where you can find us each and every day. And we'll hit your over-unders a little bit later on. Probably in the 2 o'clock hour, we're going to do that.
We'll get
to
into
kick
that.
Things off,
okay.
Right at 2 o'clock. Coming up next hour, we got Seth Gruen stopping by. Going to talk baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy B, if you're not into baseball, well, think of the week that you just missed. If you're not keeping an eye on things.
I watched it. I saw
right,
it all.
Right,
but
right.
Nobody else cares. They don't care.
How do you measure that?
Well, because there wasn't the excitement surrounding it. I asked those questions of some of our baseball guests, and I'll do the same with Seth. It just doesn't get the same play. You know what got play on Twitter? Was the foul ball that was hit by Bryce Harper that ripped the cover off the baseball.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got play. That's what got play. No hitter hardly got any play.
But you can't measure
everything
by Twitter.
Well, I don't. But I'm saying is that... They weren't even lead stories on major newscast or sportscast. They
you're
weren't.
Talking about sports then.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I'm
you
talking
can get,
about.
You can get in trouble just measuring yourself. Remember what ESPN just did. They cut Jason Stark. They cut baseball tonight.
They
back
cut
to
a, yeah,
nothing.
They did. They cut a lot of.
Remember
guys
what
baseball.
You're talking about here. You got to remember that portion of it too. If you're just measuring it by what you see on Twitter and what you see on SportsCenter, yeah, I understand it. But baseball fans, they know what's going on. We're going to talk baseball next. Seth Gruen kicks things off. Also, John Bonacamp coming up next hour at 1:40. And some Friday Fun coming up at 2 o'clock. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines. With Jimmy B and TC, noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
This is Rob Doheny with Next Generation Realty. Welcome to the best real estate market since 2008. Why pay those overpriced 5, 6, or 7% commissions? Next Generation Realty offers a flat fee as low as $39.90, and you get top exposure on Zillow, Trulia, plus all the services of a licensed real estate broker. The results speak loudly. We've saved our home sellers over $35 million. Call Next Generation Realty first. 224-9900. Save thousands.
This is Charles Osgood. Tax compliance can be a real pain for businesses. That's why I'd like to tell you about Avalara's powerful tax automation technology. Avalara simplifies sales tax and other business taxes with real-time tax rate calculations and automatic return filing. Avalara's software already integrates with your accounting, e-commerce, and point-of-sale systems, so it couldn't be easier. Find out how the good people at Avalara can help you at avalara.com. That's A-V-A-L-A-R-A.
Next paint project, why settle for a new coat of paint? Try a new coat of armor. Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer at the Home Depot, starting at only $23.98 a gallon. When put to the test, Glidden Diamond stood up to 2,500 scrubs. That's a lot of soccer balls, muddy pets, and fingerprints. And that's one tough coat. We're pouring more into paint with unbeatable prices on scrubbable Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer from only $23.98 a gallon at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. U.S. only.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose